You don't like me, I don't like you. You don't give me, I don't give you. You don't help me, I don't help you. It's very cutthroat. Everything is very, very cutthroat. Very cutthroat. Everywhere, everything. Almost to the point where even successful people, they get very disenchanted, disillusioned, and very depressed. Very depressed. Why? Everything is cutthroat. To get there is cutthroat. Everything, you have to be alert and ready. Your mind always has, who's going to get me? Always. Who's going to get me in the office, out there? Who, when, what? Always your mind's like... And how, even you have money and cars and nice clothes and jewelry and you can go on trips, even you have that. But your mind is like always scared, always in fear. How do you, well, outside you drive up in a big car, you have a big house, you have designers make your clothes. It looks nice from the outside, but when you're alone with yourself, you're crying and you're depressed. You want to hang yourself. That's for most people. So therefore, what's the solution? Take pills and kill yourself? No, definitely not. Go on a rampage with everybody you see? No, no, no. Cannot, cannot, cannot. Anger, anger, blah, blah, blah. Like that with people? No. Yourself. What method? Just go to a religious discourse. Just say, oh, be a good person, and that's religion. Just be a good person. That's good enough. That's what religion is. I don't need religion. Just be a good person. If it's so simple, then why aren't you a good person? It's not that simple. That's why you need to study religion. That's why we need religious practice. Yes, I agree. Not only through religion you can develop to be a good person. You can be an atheist and be a good person too. Yes, I agree. But religion is one of the methods. We don't have to throw that out. We don't have to say, just because you're not interested in religion doesn't mean religion's not beneficial. No. No. And just because I'm in religion doesn't mean everybody has to be in religion. If they're not beneficial, no. There are many methods to make us a better person, but simply saying, oh, I'm a good person, or be a good person, that's religion. No. Why is that no? Why aren't you a good person? Words are cheap. Studying religion, one step at a time, example, according to Lamrim, one level at a time, with practice and with ability and blessing and support of the group, you will see transformation. When you transform, that is religion. When you transform, that is spiritual practice. Not hop into the center, show off your new ring, show off your new hairdo, show off your new... No, that's not religion. No. Come to the center, buy a few pearls in the back, stick the center up. No, that's not religion. Come here, donate. Oh, I here's a check for you poor little Dharma beggars. Here. That's not religion. What's religion? Religion is the result of your practice. Not practice. Listen carefully. Not practice. The result of your practice. Tolerance, patience, endurance, compassion. How is that manifested? Your Pontianic wife becomes a princess again. Your big mama's boy becomes a smaller mama's boy. The people at the office who's been trying to backstab you, you don't backstab them back, whatever luck. And you don't go, whatever luck. You actually look at them and think, oh, they will get their result. Who does bad and get away with it in the end? Who does? Nobody. 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 So that's religion. That's religious practice. Religious practice is the result that you have achieved from engaging in the practice. You can only engage in religious practice to transform your mind only if you listen to Dharma talks, study and read and meditate. Only. Why? If we don't meditate, we don't listen, we don't think about it, we don't think about it again, we will forget it. How many things in life have we forgotten? Because we have not thought about it again and again and again. So religious practice is the result of you engaging in Dharma practice. Religion, spiritualism is the result. So if you're still lazy, don't go to teachings and don't talk to people and try to pretend you're humble and cover behind that. Well, you know, I'm not practicing very well, but and I'm kind of lazy. No, some people even try to cover that by being humble. It's not humility. They're just covering for their big fat laziness. I can't make it to teachings because I'm at home and there's an important CNN movie on. You know, I've got this position and I can't do it because I'm busy. They're lazy, and they cover their laziness with humility. You know, they can tell you that. Oh, I'm like this, I'm like that, I'm like that. All types of ways the ego tries to cover the mind. Why? It's very hard. Therefore, we need the support of the Sangha. We need the support of the center. We need the support of our Dharma teachers. We need the support of practice and meditation. We need that. Therefore, if we're committed, if we belong to something, or we're doing something for the center, we should be committed to it. We should show up, we should do it, we should be on time, we should be very happy to do it. Why? Not because we're a religious fanatic, but because we are committed to ourselves. And it's a way for us to fight ourselves. Very important. Think about it. I'm not telling you anything you intelligent people cannot think and say, oh yeah, that makes sense. I can say to you, hey, I had tea with Buddha. And I was at the beach with Tara. And guess what? Tsongkhapa and me were trying on pants. That's not what I'm telling you. I mean, some of you might believe me. And if you do, you know what to do. Pass out the ang pao. If you don't believe me, okay. But that one is maybe not here, not there, this way, don't know. But what I'm telling you now, you can believe me because you can change. Does anybody out there don't understand me? Raise your hand. See, nobody raised their hand. I know there's one or two out there, but someone. But then they don't raise their hand, they don't lose space, you know, it's not ego, they don't want to lose space. So, what's my point? My point is, what's spiritual practice? Spiritual practice is results. Results. How can you go to a temple and church and come back more bitchy, more angersome, more conflictual with your brothers and sisters, more conflictual with your parents, more angry with your husband, more angry with your wife, more angry with your kids, more angry with your lover, more angry with the world? How can you be more and more and more angry? And they say, oh, okay, I'm converting, I'm leaving, I'm going to another center, I'm going to another dharma play, I'm going to another guru, I'm not going to... It's like what you've been doing in life. You're not happy, you're just moving, you're not happy, just move, just move, just move. Why? It's escape. It is escape. Escape from what? Escape from yourself. How do you escape from yourself when you change things? When you change places and not yourself, it's temporarily your mind is distracted by something new. Temporarily, your mind is distracted with something new. Then, you get bored with it. And if you get into habit, I do this, I get bored, I leave, I do habit, I get bored, it's very bad. You know why? Then your boredom will not end, it will increase. You feed the habituation of boredom. So when the fun and party and the lights and all that is over, you're going to be sitting at home in your wheelchair crocheting by yourself. Then how? One day the party does end. One day. So before the party ends, something, well, when the party ends, then I'll take care of it then. If you can't take care of it now, how can you take care of it then? Doesn't make sense. So we have teachers so they can bring the Dharma alive to us, to share with us, and to give us examples and anecdotes. And if possible, as an example. I said if possible, so don't put that pressure on me. If possible. And then we have the Dharma to study why the Dharma is the actual method. You went to school, they give you books. That's why you're smart. You didn't go to school, they give you, you know, rocks and boulders. You're like a caveman or a big drumstick or chicken eat you get every year. I mean, you went to school, they give you books too. Definitely. And then when you started your job, you didn't go into your job rich and fabulous and wonderful. It was a school of hard knocks. So why is it you can put your effort toward that and you can't put your effort toward that? Value. Knowing the value.